AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's rubrik.com.
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Bitcoin ordinals, yeah, I do it chewy. Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks.
Digit dance, living on the edge. Diapers in crypto, making our pledge. From Bitcoin blocks to NFT stacks, we're riding Web3 and never looking back.
Hey, we're the Digit Dads, Diapers in Defy. Two crypto nerds just trying.
Yo, GM, everybody, welcome to the Degen Dads podcast. We're going to be discussing the best airdrops of 2025 Q4, the remaining during today's episode. But as always, we do a bunch of Degen stuff online. We're going to be taking a look at prediction markets. We're going to be taking a look at some BZ pack openings. Magic Eden just offered some pack openings. We might even rip one of those. We'll see later in the podcast. Lots to talk about today. Crypto has been trading sideways. We're going to look at some technical analysis. We're going to look at some charts. We're going to look at some open trades, some things that we're buying, some things that we're selling. And all with all that being said, I'm going to pass it off to my co-host, my friend, my fellow father, dad gang, Kyle Wilson. What's up today, Kyle? How are you?
What up, man? We're doing good out here in the these crypto streets. News is looking, I guess, a little bit better. I mean, this week's been super choppy. We're in the, some people say, kangaroo market, where it's jumping up and down, jumping up and down. So a lot of consolidation happening. We're pushing closer to November. A lot more bullish sentiment around as we close this month out. Some people say we're still going to close green. So a lot of people are still speculating on a positive end to October. We'll see. There's still a lot of, you know, trade deal, you know, stuff going through, a lot of macro. So I think it will kind of come down to that a little bit. I saw breaking news. CZ was pardoned by Trump. So BNB has been performing really well. We could see the rise of the BNB trenches again. They kind of died off among tariff news, but we'll see. There's a lot of stuff going on. You definitely want to be in the school community if you're not already in there, where we'll be providing weekly updates on that. So yeah, that's all for me, but.
Yes, sir. Yeah. Yes, sir. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about the CZ pardon, man. Dude low key like manipulates the whole market. I don't know. I mean, I know it's good for bags. So you said kangaroo market. I just wanted to point out that this is more of a Trump market, man. I ran my TA last night. And I don't know, man. I think the chart is looking like Trump looking up at the sky. Saying, you know, which I don't know, you know, we'll see. Hopefully it doesn't just follow the head here. But yeah, obviously just getting around here. I saw this chart last night. I thought it was funny. We did have somebody in chat already. GM, the Viking, GM George, the best airdrop is Solana Gaming, past 40K up for grabs. 40K is pretty good. 40K is pretty good. We're going to be talking about millions in this episode. So there's a lot of opportunities in the market right now to be looking at. One of the ones, while not officially, and you know what? I don't want to just like hover over the like potential airdrop opportunities. So before we go into what's normally our icebreaker, here's some of the things we're going to be looking at. This list is by Star Platinum. Not all of these are confirmed, but the top tier ones, even though they're not confirmed, they could really be juicy. We looked over Monad pretty strongly last week. Kyle actually did his live allocation, what he got during the podcast. Base, we got Polymarket, we got MetaMask, we got Pump. I don't even agree with the order here, but there's a lot of these I want to talk about, specifically a lot of these in this mid section. One of these actually dropped today or yesterday. I want to talk about that. Lots of things going on, lots of things to look at. Before going into that, The top ones are obviously betting prediction markets, which, by the way, was the best rebrand of 2025. It went from betting, gambling, casinos to prediction markets. It sounds a lot better on paper, man. If you're telling your wife, hey, I'm going to go gamble online versus I'm going to go predict something online, like what is she more accepting of?
Predictions, baby. Because like women, almost kind of women, I think are more like adept to it. I'm curious to see if we'll see a rise of women that are going to be using prediction markets. So I think they just have like this inbuilt tuition, intuition sometimes. And so maybe we'll see them dominate in a certain sector in prediction markets, specifically like Taylor Swift. I've seen a lot of that. So celebrity, I think women could really excel in prediction markets there. And yeah, we'll see. I see a lot of content from guys, but I think we'll see a rise in women creators on prediction markets too.
Living Pixelated said, love the dad hat. I have a couple things to say about Living Pixelated. First off, he had like a whole like Google sheet of airdrops for this year and how to farm them. So first off, I'd like to ask you, Living Pixelated, to drop in the chat, how did that go so far? Like, if you don't want to give exact numbers, you don't have to, but do you feel like tackling that list was worth it? And second, I just want to say I knew him before he was a dad. I met up with him in, I think it was in Florida, Art Basel, and we got some coffee together, and now he's a father. So welcome to the Degen Dads podcast.
We got another father joining us, Jorge, my old colleague there. Best airdrop is the Solana Gaming Pass, 40K up for grabs. I got to learn a little bit more about that. That sounds really juicy and exciting. So if you're a gamer, there's some opportunity there on Solana, it looks like.
Heck yeah, man. Heck yeah. So the first one is Polymarket. We always like break the ice with like looking at Polymarket, and we actually do some trading on here. Currently, my portfolio is $160. I am actually up, Kyle, 63% on my Will Gemini 3.0 be released. Because I've talked about this before, and again, we're not talking about serious money here, but we're talking about like this was like a time variable, and every day that gets closer to October 31st is a day that ensures that I win, and because I have know that it will not be, so I'm pretty set to win this. So we'll see. My total payout here is going to be $50 when I do win it, or I could sell it right now for $20, and then I also think that Powell is going to decrease interest rates. I said pretty much chew in, but I barely have any on that. So you remember how I brought up that Living Pixelated had a whole list of airdrops, a whole Google sheet. It was worth six figures this year already. Six figs in airdrops this year.
That is wild. Right.
So if you're still there, I got to know. You got to drop us what the best opportunities you think that are remaining in the chat. Living Pixelated, but also anybody else that wants to drop what they think is the best opportunities, drop them in the chat. I think Polymarket is one of those, but I also think that like, you know, I'm playing around here on stream with a $160 portfolio. There's people that are making six figs on this or losing six figs on this. I think it's going to go to high volume users. So I'm not even saying that for the average person that this is definitely it. But this is just fun, man. Another betting platform that just went live, and I might just be like rapid firing. So if you want to give some input like in between, like let me know, Kyle. I did get access to this Melee Markets yesterday. It's built on Solana. And I like it because you get to sell your prediction. Like, it's kind of like you buy in, like you would buy early into a token on like early bets, and you could hit Melee all and you could literally buy everything because you ultimately sell everything. On this one, I went with the greatest odds of on this spread, which was that Los Angeles like 1.7. I just went safe and I bet 0.1 Sol. But this is a new market, like a new prediction style of market. So
I saw this this morning.
Yeah, I just wanted look. See, it says you're earlier than 11%. So in other words, I was late. I'm sure everybody just fired that first bet, but that is a one. I was looking at the chat, but this is one prediction market I'm looking at. Obviously, there's like several Myriad, Kalshi, Polymarket, and then this melee one is just kind of like, I feel like it's going to be small, like more concentrated. And a lot of times on these airdrops, like concentration is a good thing because not everybody is going to hit One of the ones I didn't hit lately that I was kind of upset about was this Meteora, which, by the way, went live today.
It went live on like multiple chains, didn't it?
Yeah, and like I actually provided a liquidity on Meteora, and it didn't count towards anything. But the token launched today, or supposed to launch today, and I actually automatically like you could opt in to have your token automatically provide liquidity in one of the pools. So that's what I did. I don't know if it's actually live yet. I like am just not looking at it. But this is supposed to go live today. So yeah, this Met USDC pool, I guess, is what that's going to be a part of. But I should have my own pool. It's just not, it's not showing right now for some reason. No idea why. But yeah, Meteora went live today. There's the InfoFi. There's a lot of InfoFi ones going. So this, the going back to the tier list, one of these was Limitless, which was on Wallchain, which like I was talking about Wallchain like so early, and it's right here. And unfortunately, and Limitless is right here, the little like star looking thing. Like if you try to draw that with pencil and paper, and then Wallchain's like this one. But yeah, if you go to Wallchain and you go over here, you'll see Limitless, which is 0.5% of the supply. And I had people that my timeline getting like over $30,000 for just talking about Limitless through Wallchain. And yeah, I kind of disappointed in myself on this because I found this platform early and I talked about it and it did well when I talked about it. But my goal was to talk about everything that they launched on the platform. So I made it through Ape coin, which by the way is like almost going to be done in I guess like 8 hours this epoch, as well as IDOS. So I mean, if you can get anything out before these end, it might be worth it. But yeah, so you can literally just go to like wallchain.xyz. It's app.wallchain.xyz, and just find one of these that looks interesting and start talking about it on Twitter. And you can literally just like, you know, go to start earning, which is probably just going to like prompt a tweet, and you can like, you know, be on the leaderboards and get a share of that if you want. So, but obviously that's more favorable towards like bigger accounts. If you don't have a big Twitter, then you could probably do something like we talked about in the past. So Living Pixelated said Solstice, Yeet, Abstract, Clanosaurus, Hype, D-Bridge, Titan, Base, good to use multiple wallets, keep them separate and not connected. I completely agree with this. I'm gold on Abstract. Solstice, I've talked about a lot on here. And Solstice is also another InfoFi platform. It's another one that's connected to InfoFi. So you can either talk about it and get rewarded via Zeet, or you can actually provide liquidity if you're more of, maybe you don't have a Twitter following, but you have some like money to play around with. Then you could do that via Solstice, which I'll show right here. This is the one I told you that I have like, apparently I'm in like the top percent of flares. I don't think that's the case, but right now it'll show my flares in a second. I'm literally just providing like $250 of USX and then $250 of EUSX. And I have 5,388 flares. And now I'm in the top 50. I wasn't like the top 1%. So obviously I have some work to do for this. There is some grinding work down here. Like, oh, connect your X account. Yeah. So like I got connect your wallet for 1,000 flares, connect your X account for 1,000 flares, add referral for 1,000 flares, hold this. Like there's tons of multipliers on here. So you basically can just like scroll down and try to find which ones like, you know, make the most sense. It said Living Pixelated said Yeet can do 10K volume with coin flip with about $200, 9 coins and 3 wins, 93% chance to win auto. So Yeet is one that was launched by Keyboard Monkey, who I'm not crazy about, but Yeet platform, I've done bare minimum on that. I think I signed up and haven't done like anything. Now I'm already signed up. I don't want to show my stats here. I'll log in later, but yeah, it's essentially, here it is. So do you think Yeet's probably the best opportunity, Living Pixelated? That is good alpha right there. It says you can do 10K in volume with a coin flip with about $200, 9 coins and 3 wins, and there's 93% chance to win auto. So I kind of want to log into this. Do you have something to share while I log into this, Kyle? And I'll do this in real time.
No, I think the market's kind of pumping on some of the news going on. So
what news is going on?
Well, Trump pardoned CZ, so that kind of has been sending BNB to a kind of a god candle this past hour. But Bitcoin is trying to touch 110K right now off the bottom of that 106. So yeah, looks like the market's kind of up along with the stock market too. So kind of an update today for those of you that are kind of day trading. Could be some opportunities out there.
Heck yeah. On the market, if you're just a trader, like, I mean, Hyperliquid's still probably going to have their V2, but I feel like that's going to be more on the DeFi side. There's the base platform, Avantis, AVNT, and you get, right now I have an open position on Avant, their token, AVNT. I think it's a good token, but literally I'm only up like $16. It's my first time messing with leverage since the flush out. That kind of like hurt my spirits a little bit. But that you see, I have trading XP up here. I have 12,000 trading XP, and I'm not using a big, I'm not using like a big amount in here. I'm only using like a couple hundred dollars, and I have some advantage. I have some staked as well. Let me see if I can find my actual, like, I don't think it's the leaderboard. Here it is. Airdrop. No, I think it's earn. Sorry. Here it is. Basically, you get trading points and you get liquidity points. Oh, here it is, XP dashboard. So, like, you get trading points, which I have 12,000 of, which my trading rank is almost in the top 5,000. I hope to get, like, in the top 1,000 by the end of this. It's season 3. And this is millions in rewards. I forgot the exact amount. And then there's liquidity XP. For some reason, I'm not getting any liquidity XP, even though I am providing some liquidity. I guess I just have to do more. But, yeah, this is just a leverage platform that, like, has a clear XP system and is giving away millions to those that are using it. So this is something that I've been using a little bit on the side for leverage. It's pretty good too. I mean, it's fast. You're able to trade some tokens you otherwise like couldn't find. Look, there's that candle to 110, Kyle, right now in real time.
Let's go.
Yeah,
that's a key level right there. Psychologically, if it's breaking through that, that's a good sign for an uptrend. If it can hold that daily candle above 110, I think we could push to 115. So all eyes on today's chart, see if it can hold and go from there.
Look, this fair launch, you keep talking about, let's see, Pulse Chain gave all your ERC chains copy of that. And even the empty WPTC useless wrapper copy pumped to 2K. Okay, I don't really, hold on. I know it's not, so like, fun fact, I actually sacrificed for Pulse Chain and I got Pulse X and I've actually never sold. So I guess one thing I'd like from you in chat, because you look like you're like in the trench, in the Pulse trenches, is like, one, are you still bullish on Pulse X? Because I'm still holding a fair amount of it. And two, what can I do on Pulse Chain? Like, you're talking about airdrops and stuff, and I know it's like the biggest airdrop ever, but like ultimately I have less money than what I sacrificed for. So like, what's next? Like, what would you do on Pulse Chain? I still have Pulse. I still have EHEX. I still have Pulse X. I know that's like several different questions, but yeah, I mean, besides me spending more money to buy more Pulse, what like value can I actually do there with the things that I currently own? And we have Living Pixelated. By the way, thank you guys for hopping in chat. We got chat is like lit right now. Living Pixelated said, I'm hoping to look for an investment by putting $200 in, hoping for positive ROI. Oh, yeah, that makes sense. Very bullish on predictive markets and finding arbitrage. I completely agree with that. I've seen like the arbitrage bots and stuff. Oh, no, we got a tiny green candle on this. On the Hyperliquid too, who pointed this out? I wish I would have done more size on this. I'm just trying to be safer lately. But on this position that I have open on Hyperliquid, where I'm also longing Avant at 3X, Kix pointed this out. But the funding rate for this token is positive. So I literally am earning money for keeping this position open on Hyperliquid. I'm trying to find the actual exact amount that I earn. Here, I think it's here. I don't see the funding rate on here. Hyperliquid's kind of hard to find funding rates, dude. I don't know why it's so difficult to find them, but long story short, wait, why is this closed? Oh, that's an order. Long story short, I'm getting paid to keep this position open right now. Here's the funding. So that's kind of cool. So right here, Kyle, you see this $9.97. Mm-hmm. Would you say that's how much I've earned from keeping this position open, right?
Yeah, sometimes if you open a position and it's like a positive funding rate, they'll award you with like a little bit extra on top. Although if it flips negative on the trade, like it'll take, I think, some of your funding rate away.
I mean, it's cool though. Like I get paid for leaving this position open.
Yeah.
And currently right now I don't have, I'm only up 6%, but like my risk of liquidation is a lot smaller. So that's cool. Fairlaunch responding to my, he said, it's confusing. Makes sense. Yeah, I know that Paul Shane is a fork of ETH with cheaper gas. Richard Hart has just moved the 600 million of ETH into Tornado and is about to pump the ecosystem. Okay, that's interesting. I hope so. That would be really cool. That's definitely interesting. It's also interesting that he was like transparent about that, if he did do that. Bitcoin's back below 110K. It's all over. It was good while the bull market for those, that last 5 minutes was good while it lasted. This red candle, man, from 110 to 109. What is going on here, bro? I'm asking you, yeah. What do you think is going on?
I think people are just trading the green candle, right? Like you're seeing bull and not necessarily bull and bear, but you're just seeing natural trading activities. Naturally, if you have a big green 1 hour candle, you'll see a lot of like people selling off on that. And then you'll still have people like being bullish on the uptrend. So we'll continue to watch it. I think it's going to be a classic bull versus bear type of wick here. So keep an eye on the chart today and we'll see what happens.
Yeah, hopefully positive, man. This has not been the best bull market. Like unless you just like were heavy in Bitcoin, Ether, Solana early or like some other things, very few other things. Like, or unless you just got lucky on a big trade, like this has not been my favorite bull market, but hopefully there's a lot more legs. We'll see. Apparently Ansem capitulated and he's buying bonds now and he's selling Bitcoin at 109K. So we'll see. We'll see how that goes on that. Dude's a trip, man. But
yeah, Ansem's wild. So somebody saying CZ pardon. Pardon by Trump. Richard Hart actually won the case against the SEC. Pretty interesting. I didn't know that, but
yeah, he did. That was around the same time that like pretty much everyone won their case against the SEC. Like Coinbase did. There's another ongoing one. They actually extended his case originally, so it was actually bad news originally because they were going to pretty much everybody's like, you've been pardoned or whatever. You won the case, and it was like, wait, Richard Hart, we're gonna draw yours out a little bit. But he did end up winning against the SEC on that, which is good for my pulse bags. So there's just basically at the end of the day, go to a list like this, you know, again, Star Platinum has a good one and find things that make sense to you. OpenSea, I've talked about that a lot. OpenSea, you could literally just like trade, like if you're going to DCA tokens, if you're going to buy tokens, do it on OpenSea swap, because right now they're giving away chest via voyages. So like these chests have prizes in them. But also all that volume that you're putting in will go to the OpenSea airdrop. Now, again, one thing I don't want you to hear me saying is go spend a bunch of money just trading the same thing back and forth, because then you're going to end up losing on fees and you might be dissatisfied with your airdrop. I think one of the biggest things about airdrops is understanding your expectations. Like, don't set your expectations for a six-figure airdrop when you did $20 in volume. Like, we don't know about these things. Like, we literally don't. So it's like at the end of the day, like what I like to do is I like to use platforms where I'm already going to be benefiting from. In the OpenSea example, like I'm doing my DCAs on OpenSea's token swap. And I like to set my expectations to, I don't know what this is going to be. Because in the past, I put a lot of volume towards things. I put a lot of emotion towards things. I get the airdrop and it's not substantial and I'm sad. And I'm like, wow, what the heck? Or the opposite happened and I've done very little farming, very little spending, and I get a big paycheck from an airdrop. So just set your expectations reasonable and do them consistently. And we'll see how Aster, dude, I probably lost, which this is my fault. I probably lost over $200 on Aster, which, you know, some people that's nothing, but it just kind of, you know, you lose $100 there, you lose $100 there, all in all. And I got one single Aster airdrop to me, which is worth like $1.50 right now or whatever it's at right now. Like one Aster, that's crazy. But yeah, just set your expectations. I'm also doing this one, the This is the USD AI and the USD whatever. It's a plasma airdrop, basically. And there's so many on here. Is there any that you're looking at, or you're just kind of doing your thing, or?
Yeah, I'm just sticking to platforms that interest me. Aster, obviously, is one up there. Kalshi, you know, I obviously qualified for the Monad one. Looking into Pump Fun, I don't know, perhaps we need to do a Degen Dad's token and do something over there to get the airdrop from Pump Fun. I don't know. I think creators are going to have a good airdrop over there.
I'm not against it at all. And, sure. You know, for that. I do want to say, just to pause real quick, if you don't normally listen to this podcast, it's every Thursday at 11 a.m. Eastern time, and it's streamed pretty much everywhere. It's streamed to my profile, Kyle's profile, YouTube, and Kick. Jump in anywhere, doesn't really matter, but if you didn't catch it live, you'll be able to see the whole thing at Degen Dad's podcast on YouTube. So if you want to watch it, Degen Dad's podcast on YouTube, go to the live section, you'll see the whole thing. Or if you want to listen to the audio, it's going to be available on all platforms. It's going to be available on Spotify, on Apple, on your podcast app, on all that. And please, just go ahead and like this, share it, do all those like social media things. It means a lot to us. It helps us get the name out there. And, we're not going anywhere. This is like our like almost 60th episode of doing this. We did it throughout the bear market, stopped for a bit, and we've been back for a couple months now. We're building a lot of cool stuff, doing a lot of cool stuff. So we appreciate all of you in chat for joining us today.
Yep, for sure. Spotify, all the audio podcasts, we're all available on all those platforms. So Apple, you know, I think there's quite a bit of few audio podcasts these days.
Yes, sir. You were saying something before I did that plug.
Just farming the platforms I like. I think that was the main thing there. Okay. Kalshi, Polymarket, stuff like that. I'm not chasing, you know, airdrops, but happy to join the ones that are interesting for sure.
Magic Eden's on this list, and that's just because they're kind of doing like an ongoing airdrop campaign. Speaking of Magic Eden, they release cards, man, and me and Kyle pull cards on this podcast every week, which, by the way, I have some cool BZ cards to pull this time. But yeah, they announced this. You want to go ahead and watch this together? I'm just going to leave it small so I can like see the screen. Can you hear it? Mm-hmm. That's awesome. Yeah, that's their announcement for their card system, which is really cool. It's kind of it's not complex, but it's like what I like about this is they actually sweep these NFTs at floor price. So this adds value to the NFT collections and boosts NFT collections in order to get them in these packs. And then they sell them as packs, which is simply like you're gambling on how much your pack is going to be worth. It could be worth more than you paid or less than you paid. So really cool. Let's look at them real quick. I would like to open one. Let's see, but I haven't really like prepared that honestly for the stream. So you can,
we're getting some packs, by the way, for the podcast. Just got word they are under maintenance. So it does look like, so it's under maintenance and I think they said it'll be up in like 8 hours.
8 hours. That'll be in time for our next podcast.
I know. Yeah. So
I still got packs to open. So BZ was gracious enough. I've been making videos for them, like on the podcast, but also like even outside of the podcast. And they sent me an OpenSea pack to open. And so I was saved one for this podcast specifically. And BZ's up and running, not down, but it was down yesterday because Flow was doing an update. And so obviously, if Flow is updating, this is all on chain. This is all Flow. You get Flow reward points for doing these packs. We got to open one of these packs, dude. I've been so excited about this since they sent it to me. GM Miyagi, GM. I never say your name out loud. I hope that's like close. I know we met in New York, which was awesome. And obviously like just in the space, like being in the trenches together for a long time. We talked like pretty much daily at this point. So appreciate you hopping in. We're going to open up an open C pack. Are you ready, Kyle? Is there anything else you want to talk about before I open this?
Open that bad boy, you know what I'm saying?
All right.
I think BC is gonna, I mean, just from looking at their point system, they're integrated with OpenSea. I don't know. I think they're going to have some sort of airdrop maybe in the future too. That's just speculation.
Yeah, definitely. Like if you see up here, it's loading right now, but there's actually like a point system. I'll actually show that before the pool. And these points, like anytime there's a point system, look, dude, I'm ranked 83 for the week. Let's go. But all time I'm ranked like 200 plus, 235, monthly I'm ranked 116. So let me try to get under that 100 or whatever. But yeah, man, like anytime there's a point system like this, it's worth paying attention to. We were pulling BZ cards before it was like the normal thing to do. Like there's like nobody, not, I don't want to say that. It wasn't nearly as popular as it is right now. And
yeah, we could have been ranking in like top 10 easy.
Yeah. But they have the XP system now. And it looks like Miyagi saying, yes, sir, ordinals, MFers for life. Yeah, I'm still obviously in the ordinal space. I work for a ordinals project. I've been working in Web3 since 2021. Kyle's been working in Web3 for even longer than that. So yeah, we are like quite literally like this is what we do if you're not familiar with us. But yeah, let's just have some fun, man. I want to pull... I'll pull one OpenSea and I'll pull one regular pack. So for the OpenSea packs, these were distributed to some of the users who got the chest on OpenSea. Remember earlier I was talking about if you do trade volume, you get these chests. Well, in one of these chests for doing trade volume, you could have got one of these OpenSea pools. And that's still ongoing. They already had their season one. They're having their season two of those chests right now. So just for doing swaps on OpenSea, you get free stuff like this. And so this is a pretty exclusive experience to the OpenSea users, but they also pass them out to their like top users on BZ just to kind of share some love. And yeah, I mean, we could pull a 1333 Greninja right now, 2024. But as you know, if you're familiar with my pools, I keep OG cards. So I would probably sell this one back, but the second one I would probably keep. And this is a $1,000+ card of Charizard 1999. If I pull this $1,000 card, I'm keeping this, guys. I'm not selling this for $1,000 profit. I'm keeping this. But you have my word. I'm an OG card collector. And so this is just like would go amazing at my house. I would remember it forever and I would be so happy. We could get a baseball card from this pack. That's worth $1,000, a Babe Ruth baseball card. Kyle's more of a baseball person than I am. So yeah, I mean, are we ready? Should I go ahead and pull?
Let's do it.
This Mew is beautiful, by the way. I love this Mew card. All right. Drum roll. We gotta get this drum roll going. Even though this drum roll is gonna like go away before the actual card pull. Can you hear the drum roll?
Mm-hmm.
I did it a little early on it, but let's go, man. We had the last 2 weeks. I pulled a $480 card. Kyle pulled a $350 card, both from $50 pools. So like that was crazy, like insane, man. All right, we got an $85 value. And actually, so these aren't even sell back, dude. So Pokemon Scarlet and Violet Journey Together Elite Trainer Box. Dude, that's really cool. So this will actually... I'm going to download this pool that just like saves it or whatever. And so I'm going to view this on the collection. And so it's added to my collection for the, for this. So this is really cool, man. This is all like in a full out trainer box. I didn't expect to pull that. I was expecting to pull like a card, like a regular, like a just normal card. So that's, let's go. That's something that was like out of my range of thinking.
Yeah, that's pretty dope, man.
Heck yeah.
Let's go. Get a rare card in that.
Yeah, honestly. Maybe we'll do a video of me opening this box. This box is from this year. It's just an expensive box. So it's a new box.
So probably one of the ones people have been fighting over, bro.
Yeah, honestly. I don't know how they got their hands on it. I'm also going to do a $50 claw pool just to do it. And did you have any pulls today, Kyle? Or?
Yeah, I'm loading one up right now.
Do you want to do yours first, or do you want me to do mine first?
Yeah, go ahead, do yours, because it's still fetching the prize. So I'm trying to... There we go. I'm trying to swap.
We could get a $1,600 Van Gogh Pikachu from this, man. $1,600.
That Pikachu remember... is gorgeous, dude.
Yeah, it is. Or 767 Lugia. Woo! And in the future, we're going to be giving some of these out to our school community members. If you're not in our school, like, you need to hop in there. We have a whole like course in there of like how to get started on DeFi, crypto, and everything like that. We post weekly analysis, weekly charts. We do exclusive giveaways. Like, definitely hop in there if you're not in our school already. We've already given away a card to card pool to school. Definitely open to doing more. So we got a Plasma Freeze Zekrom. This is a 2013 holo. Looks really cool. I'm not really familiar with this Pokemon though. Like this one specifically.
Zekrom. Yeah, it looks like a spinoff of like one of the original Pokemon, like Lugia.
It does. It does. Dude, I got Pokemon ZA for Switch. It just came out last week. I've been playing that baby. It's actually a pretty good Pokemon game. So I'm gonna get points for this pool. It's about to pop up, but I should get like, yeah, here it is. You can see like I got the credit, but also I got 47 points for that pool. And heck, I will pull again after Kyle.
All right, let me go ahead and get my screen pulled up. You need to take yours down. Yep. Boom. All right, so last time I didn't have good luck, but the time before that I pulled a $330 Gengar or something. So hopefully we get a good pull today. I'll have to refresh. I bridge from ETH again, so sometimes it takes a while for these funds to like compute, I guess. Yeah, so
I don't mind doing another one while we're waiting.
All right, yeah, let's do like you
just
can
to
do
make
one.
Sure.
Yeah, there you go. There you go.
All right. What if this is like the Pikachu card? It would have been your pool.
Oh my god, dude! I think I'd die. Yeah.
If this is the Pikachu card, I'll send you $100 right now.
All right, deal.
And I'll send Miyagi money too, because he was the last comment. I would freak out if this is the Pikachu card.
I know, dude. I'd die, but I'd be happy for you.
Oh, this is
Charmeleon.
Cool.
Okay, Charmeleon, yeah, old school.
2000 base set Charmeleon. Is this an OG card though?
I think it is.
Usually there's like you know how there's
first
like
edition.
Yeah, first edition. I don't think this is a first edition.
It's an old one though. It
like is an old one.
Older
I'll keep
one.
It.
Yeah, base
I'm gonna
set.
Keep this. Keep item. I'll do one more pull and then yours should be ready.
All right.
I gotta pull that Pikachu before you, man.
I know, right? I'd take that.
Oh, no, Miyagi, I was saying if I pulled the Pikachu, which is worth $1,600, I was going to send money to you and Kyle because you were the last comment. Fair Launch said Stacks needs to embrace degens. That brings new users to the chain. STX is pretending to be what it's not. It's not that serious. The yields are Rude Goldberg needs to actually on-chain activity degens. Yeah, man. I mean, Bitcoin DeFi needs to sponsor people like us. I mean, that's all I can say. Yep. Like, right now we're just doing BZ, everyone. Like, we're paying for these pulls. You know, I pulled that $500 card last week, so it does pay for these pulls. But yeah, if somebody had a system like this and they like supported the content, guess what we're going to be pulling? Like, obviously within reason, if it's like a good value and like doesn't rob us or people or whatever. This one's taking longer, dude. They must be like looking around for that Pikachu card right now. They're like, oh, this dude just hyped us up. We gotta give him that Pikachu card. Get these boys a Pizza Ninja sponsorship. I know a few people that could do that. I'd be the one getting other people Pizza Ninja sponsorships. Speaking of which, I have some sort of proposition on that. That's unrelated to all my personal content, but if you're looking for something like that.
Dang, it's taking a while. Did you have to confirm a transaction or something up in there?
Nah, dude. I don't even have I don't have my wallet connected or anything. It says do not refresh, but like I don't know, bro. I mean, you could share yours and I guess I'll just have mine in the background. Hey, on your screen right now, does it show like Chris Coffee pulled something that wasn't that last card that I pulled.
Somebody's pulling right now.
It just got the error, which was the same error that it gave yesterday when Flo had their upgrade. So it might be a Flo problem, bro.
I see Razorback, but I don't see you in there. Razorback and Fun Guy.
If this is a W whatever P problem, then it's gonna be a Flo problem. But I'm honestly not sure. Dude, there's some banger card. That's the Blastoise that I pulled. There's some banger cards in this one. That Pikachu worth 1600, bro.
Dude, I tried to. They didn't have the Van Gogh when I went into the Pikachu or went into the Van Gogh experience. They were all out.
Oh, dang. Where did you go? Where was that?
Local. They were at all the Van Gogh experiences that were local to your city, I think. And
dang.
They just got ransacked. I remember people were fighting over that stuff.
Yeah, so is your, you just want to try yours and see if it works?
Yeah, I can try mine.
I think this is a flow error, but here, I'll take mine down. You can put yours up. Probably, yep.
Yeah, it's not, maybe it is a flow thing because it's not saying I have sufficient funds in there. Let's try again. Yeah, it's not confirming on mine either. I kind of had this issue last time. I just had to wait like 5 or 10 minutes, but this time it appears waiting. It's not.
Yeah. So Flo had an upgrade yesterday and it affected BZ the entire day, but there's a possibility that they're like still having some type of issues.
Yeah, I might log out and then I'll log back in. Maybe that'll fix it.
Like that Gengar card. Are you getting it shipped or you just can keep it in your vault?
I don't know. I don't know what I'm going to do with it yet. I really want a Pikachu. That's what I really want.
Would you keep the Van Gogh Pikachu?
Oh, yeah. I'd send that shipped. Actually, I don't know. I don't know what I'd do. Yeah, I'd probably sell the Gengar and then keep the Pikachu.
Okay, yeah, that would make sense. Dude, having $1,000+ Pokemon card like in your setup, that would be such a flex.
I know.
But, like, I wouldn't want to buy it, but like if I hit it on something like this, especially if it's an OG card, oh my gosh.
I have some pretty cool cards back behind me. I have Patrick Mahomes, like a PSA 10. It's like a $400 card or something. I have a couple of V-Friend cards, like a 9, PSA 9. So I have some pretty cool,
heck yeah, stuff dude. Back there. Yeah, I still have my V-Friend's box. It's behind my Pokemon card from the mint, the V2 V-Friend's mint. Dude, that's just not meant for us to pull things right now.
I know. Unless it is. No,
I'm about to go to Fidgetals and see if I can pull something on there because we tried Magic Eden and they're down. We tried BZ and I did get one pull on BZ. That was a really cool pull.
Dude. You know, that's a bullish sign is like when one platform's down, people rush to the other one. And then that one goes down, then they rush to the other one. There's a lot of demand here for pulling, doing card pulls.
Yeah, dude, for sure. I have to like load this account up on Fidgetals. I have 65 cents in it right now. I ran like $200 to 60 cents on that last stream that we did on Fidgetals. That was wild, but it was worth it. Whatever, man. Let me look at the packs on here and see what I want.
Yeah, I noticed on OpenSea you can list your Pokemon cards on from BZ too. So like my Gengar shows up in my wallet on OpenSea and I could list it there for like ETH. So I thought that was kind of cool.
That is cool. Dude, there's $1,000 pack on Fidgetals right now.
I think I pulled the 500 and I didn't remember. I didn't get anything good out of it.
Dude. We're going to both put in 500 and pull this $1,000 pack one day?
Yeah, we should. Fidgetals.com.
Yeah, I have to like load my account, so give me a second. Deposit from... Okay, I can deposit from any chain. It says instantly cover and transfer any token, any chain with your Fidgetals wallet. Send USDC on Solana. Okay.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I did Solana over there, didn't I? Yeah, Solana.
Thank you guys for chilling with us today. Obviously, we're at the point of the podcast where we're just like hanging out and doing some on-chain stuff. The main thing today, what we've already addressed, was the airdrops. Let's send $100 and hope that this goes through. Send USDC. All right. I just sent in $100. We'll see if it hits the wallet. And let me go and share my screen, because after this, here we go. I'm going to take yours down for a second, Kyle.
Yeah.
So I'm not going to hit this today, but this is the $1,000 pack. And apparently you're expected at least $1,048. But dude, you could pull a $28,000 card. And you could pull an $18,000 card, a $15,000 card, a $12,000 card. All these cards are potential. Let's see the recent pulls for people that... I wonder... this probably isn't for the $1,000 pack. I wish it showed like just the $1,000 pack pulls and like what they got. So, but the chances of getting something over $10,000 is like 0.01%. The chances of it getting something over like from anywhere from 700 to 1100 is like 80%. So you have a 20% chance of being profitable, but you also have a 4% chance of doubling or more your money on it. But anyways, I did 100. So obviously we're going to do something like lower. I'll look around. Dude, wait, what? Is it saying that this is possible to pull this in this pack? And this like $50 pack? Yeah, in this claw machine. For this $50 pack, I could pull a $28,000 card?
That's crazy. But the odds are not...
Yeah, I sure, but still.
People were saying it like wasn't transparent enough or something. I don't know if that's the case. I don't know if they've updated since then, but if they have, then good, but... Like 0.1.
Ayo. Scarlet. Yeah, so I got a Japanese Articuno that I'm going to sell back for market value of $40. It is a cool looking card. I actually have a lot of cards though on my Fidgetals already. So I'm looking to do more pulls than cards right now. Where is my here? I think it's right here. Yeah, look at all the cards. These are my cards, dude, that I have in Fidgetals.
Oh yeah, from the when you're like pulling one after the other, trying to get something good, and you're from like, screw it, I'm just gonna keep it.
We can stream on here. What?
Yeah, I think they had that feature.
I forgot.
Pretty Dang. Cool. Yeah, pretty cool.
All right, I'm gonna open one more at least. So I'm gonna hit this 50 again. Most of these are unrealistic pulls. I would like to see like what my realistic pulls are, but why are these specific Pikachus worth so much? Like they all look like, I don't know. I guess they're just like really rare.
Super rare. Yeah. Like one of one type stuff. I don't know if they're one of one, but you know what I mean? Like probably scarcity.
Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Let's go. Hey. It was over the price that I paid for it. Umbreon EX, I could sell it for pretty much exactly what I paid for it. So the fair market value is $58. So technically, if I wanted to like redeem this and hustle and pay for shipping and all that, then sure, I could probably sell it for that. But or I can instantly just get $8 less. So I'm going to choose instantly get $8 less and use that to do another pool. Did you want to do some pools, Kyle? Do you have money on here?
Not on BZ or not on Fidgetals, but I can try BZ one last time.
We'll see. Here, I'll do one more card and then you can try BZ. How about that? One more pack. Okay.
So far, I had really good odds with BZ. So
$34 Snorlax. It is a PSA 10 though, but it's a 2023 card. I just do not care for newer cards. For the moment. So that, yeah, we'll go on to Kyle's. Can I switch to your screen?
Yeah. It's trying. We'll see.
Yeah. I think mine is probably still trying too. Where's my BZ?
Oh, it says in progress.
Oh, let's go. Yeah, it's going. It's going. Let's go.
The trainer, $26. 9.5 Cinder back. Send her back. Get that on my face. It's a 2000. It's an old one. All right, so that was kind of a not a good one. So we're sending that one back to the gulags. All right, Chris, you're up.
Okay. The average pool is $59 right now, Kyle. out of $50. So both of us hit below average so far today on the $50. Wait, no. Did I hit a $50 pool? I don't remember. No, I did. I kept it. I got that. I got the Charmeleon and I kept it. So right now, the odds of this being above $50 is pretty high. But what are the odds of this being a Pikachu right now?
We'll cross our fingers and it might be good. And we got a lot of low quality ones out of the way.
Nope. Got a 2024 Japanese Bloom Doom. Bro, I gotta do one more just in like just because the Pikachu's on the table right now, bro.
Yeah, I mean,
that's a huge opportunity. Like usually those cards, like the top card is like 800 or something like that. But like a $1,600 pool, like we'll do one more. One more. Let's go. I mean, I could go ahead and do my other OpenSea one too. I was gonna do like a dedicated video for it. But now we'll end on this. We'll end on this. We got a Team Rocket first edition dark gold bat number 7 worth 61 smackaroos.
Little Team Rocket.
Little Team Rocket, year 2000. OG.
Mm-hmm.
It is a first edition card.
If it was a 10, it'd probably be worth like triple.
I kind of wish I would have kept my sold my Charmeleon back. I wonder if there's still time. Now it's already been 15 minutes.
Are you gonna stock or keep?
I don't know.
Team Rocket's kind of like the level down from like OG base set. You know, it's like they came out right after base set.
All right, you FUDded me out of it.
It's not a bad one.
You FUDded me out of it. I swapped it.
You could restock your fund, you know, get that 50 back. Make a little profit in the process.
All right, I'll run the 50 again. Beings that was like a even swap. Well, I like the game. I used to do this while playing video games. Like, I'll get off next loss. So, in other words, like the next one I pull that's negative, I'll stop. But that was a positive / break even. So we might as well run this one more time.
One more game. Let's go, baby.
Yes, sir. Get us right at that hour mark for the podcast as well.
I'm ready to freak out. I'm ready to.
Oh, dude, me
my
too.
Energy up if I see a. Yeah,
you do seem a little bit more chill today. You're like,
I'm watching the market so close too, though. I'm like,
oh. you haven't drank enough coffee today.
Brock's Ninetales.
Yeah, Brock's Ninetales.
Only a 5.
It's the first edition, but yeah.
Yeah, if it was a 10, dude, it'd be worth quite a bit probably.
Yeah, the 5 is what really got that one.
Knocks her down.
All right. Well, that seals it for today. Well, you said you're looking at the market. Like, what are your thoughts right now, man? Like, what are you watching?
Yeah, watching Bitcoin right now, how it correlates to, you know, BNB and the rest of the altcoins, how they're performing. Markets just, just deciding what the next steps are, I guess. I think Ethereum been kind of lagging, you know, big green candle, or not big green, but like relatively decent candle for Bitcoin. Ethereum just kind of has not been trading that well. And BNB is holding super strong. It went all the way up to over 1,100. And it's been kind of holding around there. So, yeah, BNB, trying to look at the trenches as well on BNB, see if those are pumping back up. Some tickers are starting to pump. I saw 4 do like a $30 million market cap increase, like a huge green candle. In the last like 15, 20, 30 minutes or so, maybe like the last hour, actually, it went from like as low as 73 million all the way up to like 113 million. So good stuff there. Good action, good opportunities out in the rest of the marketplace. And yeah, it's just kind of like, let's see how today closes and see if we can't lead into a bullish weekend.
That would be great, dude. That'd be much needed after getting absolutely flushed like 2 weeks ago. But isn't the Fed meeting coming up like pretty soon? Is that next week where they're probably going to drop rates again?
Yeah, I think that, like, yeah, we know more rate cuts are coming. I know a lot of people are like, well, we have to wait till we see what the Fed says. I'm like, they already told us, like, pretty much what's coming. So, I mean, there's more certainty than not, you know? So I think a lot of people are just, like, on the fences a little bit. I think the market's overly cautious, rightly so, with Trump going back and forth with tariffs, where we're doing this, then we're not. We're having talks, then we're not. And then it's like, then I think we're going to get a good deal. And then it's like, so it's so back and forth. And yeah, I think a lot of people are just waiting on that. Government shutdown is another one people are waiting on, see if that's going to reopen up. I don't consider it necessarily a bearish thing that it's closed. And I think most traders don't either. I think it's more the trade stuff going on.
Yep, I agree. I mean, it's pretty correlated with tariffs. Bitcoin's back over 110. We will end the podcast on that. I will say, guys, thank you for hopping in. You can support us free by sharing, interacting, doing all those things. We do this every week. If you want to further support us, we do have our school community that I'll end with, which I've already told you is essentially like, we've really put a lot of effort into it. And it's DJ and Dads. We have a whole classroom with, like, I noticed that I'm not on the screen, but whatever. We have a whole classroom that, like, we update weekly. We have calls. We have analysis from, like, three different people. We have general discussion. You can see it's, like, pretty active. And yeah, our classroom takes you through, like, all the way from, like, foundations of money and blockchain, setting up your wallet, DeFi yield opportunities. We're going to continue to expand this. If you are currently a member of our school community, which we have 101 members, it is a paid community, but you get 40% of the referral to somebody if you successfully refer them for life. So if you are a part, you do gain value and you want to share that value to somebody else, then you get 40% of that. So that's the only plug I'll do on this. You know, we've been putting a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to it. We appreciate everybody that's joined so far. And we will see you guys next episode of the Degen Dads podcast.
Stay safe out there.
All right. Bye, everybody.
Cheers.
Two crypto nerds just trying to get by.
Crisscross chains while the kids watch. While the kids watch Bluey. Bitcoin ordinals. Yeah, I do it chewy.
Kyle on FX, Web3, Gamer Flex. Yeah. Kids think I'm cool, but I just pay the checks.
Wow. Degen Dads living on the edge. Diapers in crypto.
Degen Dads, Diapers, and Defy. Two crypto nerds just trying to get by.